Bank of Cardiff, this is Nick speaking.
Yeah, I got a letter from you guys as a reservation code.
Oh, sure, I'll take that code when you're ready.
Okay, it's 2311-0501-0006-8527.
Sir, and your name?
Shiloh Freed.
I appreciate it. What's the best number to reach in case we get disconnected?
719-353-2006.
Thanks. Shiloh, what's the name of your business? For some reason, it didn't pop up in the profile.
Thunder Freak Trucking.
Thanks. Freak Trucking. And yeah, we had the mailing address correct at 37412 County Road.
County Road Q.
County Road Q. Excellent. Yeah. Okay. And that's in Walsh. Okay. And yeah, we had sent you an offer for pre-qualified offer for financing for capital and equipment based on your borrowing history with First Corporate Solutions. What were you calling in about today?
I was just wanting to find out a little bit more about you guys' loan programs.
Okay, yeah, we got a lot of programs. I guess we could start with, were you interested more in equipment financing? We can finance anything as far as equipment from, you know, phone systems to yellow iron vehicles.
Obviously,
your case, I guess, would be more trucks. But
right. Yeah, I'm actually, that's what I was wanting to do, was get another truck. We've got one truck right now, and I need to get a little better truck. This one's constantly breaking down. I can't ever grow anymore because seems like every time we get money ahead, something happens here, and it's always with the truck. So,
oh geez, it's taking you off the road quite a bit, huh?
Yeah, constantly.
Okay, so the truck you're looking for is going to replace, but not be in addition to, right?
Right. Well, I mean, we'll keep the truck that I've got now, and just kind of use it as a spare in case, you know, something ever happens to the other truck.
Okay, right. Or
yeah. Or to, you know, possibly what we do now is primarily construction. We do a lot of, I don't know if you know much about trucks or not, but we do a lot of belly dump and in dump work. And I'm wanting to get something that's, the problem with belly dump and in dump work is it's very seasonal. And I'm wanting to get a better truck as far as, you know, roadworthiness to where I can, I've had a really good offer over in Kansas, which we're really close to Kansas, to go back to Holland Mill, and that's, you know, every day it's a consistent job.
Nice.
That's kind of more what I'm wanting to lean back into.
Okay, how long have you been in business?
We started our own trucking company in 2014.
Okay, which month in 2014?
I think it was in August. It's not quite 2 years now.
Almost getting there though. Okay.
Yeah, getting close.
Yeah. Are you an LLC or are you a sole proprietor?
Sole proprietor.
Okay. Now, do you operate your business out of your home?
Yes.
And do you own or rent your home?
We own it, but it's in a trust.
Okay. No problem. And so, for last year, what were your revenues?
Gross was right around 90,000.
Okay. And this year, what do you think you're tracking to do so far?
So far, I think this year we're starting off slow. Of course, you know, once again, we've had a ton of breakdowns, but
yeah.
I think this year we're sitting right at around 15 so far. Which, in all honesty, that's not terrible bad considering most of the work we do is construction work and construction season around here doesn't really pick up until about the end of June, and it goes through October. But that's kind of what I'm wanting to get out of. Is
yeah, you got a short season there for summer months, right?
Right.
Yeah. No, I was actually talking to someone else who does very similar work to you. I can't remember what part of Colorado he was in, but same exact situation. Same thing. How much is the truck you're looking to pick up?
There's several different ones. I was looking for like around 15,000 to 20,000.
Okay.
Somewhere in that price range.
Yeah. How would you say your credit is?
I don't want to get into my credit's poor. I haven't borrowed any money since 2008. So I think, let's see, it's really low. It's like 530.
Okay. And did you pay cash for the truck you have?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to be straightforward with you. It's really tough. Typically, we want revenues to be right around 100,000. We can always make exceptions for vehicles, especially something where you're looking at 15 to 20 is going to make you more money. So we definitely could work with where you're at revenue wise, but unfortunately. Credit is a huge factor with financing vehicles for your business, especially right. With small businesses. Typically you need to be right around 650 or so, and with comparable some kind of comparable trade line, especially if you get around closer to 600. Are you sure it's that low? I mean, I'd be happy to check for you, and. If you're wrong, I hate us to both be wrong and miss out on an opportunity to help your business. But if somebody's told you that recently, I don't want to, spin your wheels.
Yeah, well, I looked on Credit Karma the other day, and it was like 635 or 535. Sorry, but literally the only thing I've got on there is I don't have any credit history anymore, so I haven't borrowed money in forever.
Yeah.
And I used to work up in Rifle, Colorado, over on the western slope, and had a trucking company over there. And then when the oil field shut down, lost everything, and probably would have been better off if I declared bankruptcy. But instead of doing that, I tried to pay everything off, and so that really damaged my credit. And I moved back here and went back to farming, and then 2 years ago we started trucking again, and I just, like I said, I hadn't borrowed. Haven't borrowed any money in forever.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, it just, it just depends, I know there's a lot of, we've been around for 14 years and doing equipment financing and working capital loans. And, I know there's a lot of new companies out there and a lot of guys who really don't know what they're doing, and they'll tell you anything or promise anything to get your application in and, string you along for an answer for a few days while I try to figure something out. But, we don't jerk people around, I think you're just in a situation right now where, the credit and, the revenues are just a little low, but, I wish we could help out, but I just don't want to string you along. This would be real tough. And, I think you might have, some decent luck if you find someone that does in-house financing. They might get you a really high rate or something like that, but at least you'll get some credit going on your record, and you could probably refinance it after a year or so. It's just kind of paying the price for coming back into the borrowing scene, I guess you would say. It's unfortunate, but,
Yeah, that's, I have a friend, actually, that's in banking. He told me about 2 years ago that I needed to go out. I told him, I said, I'm getting everything paid off, and I'm not going to borrow any more money. And he said, well, you need to keep something going. That way you keep your credit history up. And he said, no credit history drops off to pretty much nothing.
I mean, I had my own issues. That's the only reason I would never tell anyone like how to manage their finances. I had my own, you know, credit issues 2008, 2009, and I had to go through a lot of the same thing. And so I feel for you, but I just don't want to string you along. And I think you know, if you have a chance to, where somebody's going to do some in-house financing for you on the truck, then I, even if it's 25%, I would take it. You know, because okay. Most times with those, you can refinance them after a while, but you just need to get something under your belt.
Right, right. All right, well, man, I appreciate you being honest with me.
Yeah, Shiloh, best of luck to you.
All right, thanks a lot.
Have a good one, man.